Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago and Wyoming shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I guess this phone acting up, but you can go ahead.
Yeah. A while ago, it clicked off.
Yeah,
we moved to another room.
Yeah, it had dropped you. Yeah. But I guess everything's okay now. You can go ahead, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. We're gonna start the lecture that we very well need to look at some things here. I know that some new people are supposed to be listening. If it is, we're going to explain to you that the only way that you can give that truth and the only way that you can come by this knowing is use the 5 W's and the 1 H. And research of what you say is truth and see did it come from someone who looked like you. And then the next question you ask yourself, if you ain't the chosen people for the gods you worship, then you ain't got the right God. And so all of these things we're going to look into as we go through this lecture. Esoteric knowledge and esoteric knowledge. We would deal only with esoteric knowledge. This is knowledge that you get a revelation from. And you know the most curious and the most fearful and frightening book to read in the Bible is Revelations. But we're going to, how we study, we use ethmology. Ethmology is the study of the origin of the word, meaning that we look up words that we don't know anything about. This word revelation is feared by the Christian nation of people for one simple reason. You can find out what the definition of revelation is. The definition of revelation is a secret or surprise, previously unknown fact, especially one that is made known in a dramatic way. Big Mama taught me what is the most important word in this definition that we just read was a, which means one, secret. And that one secret is an unknown fact. So when we get a revelation, the only way we're going to get a revelation is that we have to study what kind of knowledge? Esoteric knowledge. Esoteric knowledge is knowledge that comes out of a secret society. So you may not understand this knowledge that we're talking about if you're new to the knowledge, but people that have traveled with me and students that been with me over 20 or 30 years, you can go back on the website and pick up the lessons that we're given. They understand what we're talking about. But if you're new to the class and new to the lecture, then I'm trying to break down where you will understand, and to some of the old heads, we just rehearsing something that we already know. And we ask ourselves questions. The word enemy, and that's the key topic in this study today, is the enemy equal revelation. The definition of enemy is a person who is actively opposed or hostile to someone or something, a hostile nation, or its armed force or citizen. Well, you know one damn thing for sure. If you born in the United States of a incorporation called America, who leases their hands to the citizens and the chosen people of their gods that they worship, who look like them, if 2017, you can't understand, your mind can't rest with you, what has been used upon you to genocide you, then you're a zip damn fool. You're a zip damn fool. We ain't mad at nobody. It's just that the only way that you understand the truth is that you have to use counterintelligence. And it has to come through esoteric knowledge, which would be strange knowledge, which come out of a secret society. In case you're wondering what the United States of America is up under, what secret society they're up under, well, they tell you with the Great Seal of the United States of America. It ain't taught in no school system, do you know, in any history class. If you ask any history teacher what the Great Seal of the United States of America is, they don't know. They come out of the Temple of Scottish Rite Masons. That's fine, dude. And if you ain't been initiated in their order, which carries you up to 32 degrees, and then they got a 35th degree lodge, which 3 and 5 is 8, and they on the knowledge of the compass and the square. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you don't know anything that come out of this lodge, what I'm sharing with you. But common sense that's running through your DNA, you'll be able to see it at this time period. See, what you don't understand that we've been told that one day is like a 1,000 years, that's a lie. We've been taught backwards. That's exoteric knowledge. You've been taught that one day, no. That's absolutely wrong. 10 years is one day. The number 10 is that of the system called Yahwehism, which is up under the number 19. All human beings come up under that system. See, it's the difference between the human being and the subhuman being. The human being teaching, which was the original teaching from the beginning, versus the subhuman teaching, which is mankind, which is a kind of man that come with a different way of teaching from the original way. The original language is still here. And we go back into the number 10, it stands for Yah in its feminine form and its masculine form. 10 years, you evolve on the earth, not 1,000. It takes 12 years to start a generation. The number 12 is 12 years old. You are complete with your adolescent stage. At 12 years old, the female can reproduce. When you born in the United States of America, you ain't told nothing like about this. If you got the same color of skin that I've got, you've been put up under the system of the free ruffians. They told you when you went into the school system that they taught you the 3 R's and your ABCs. Well, that's exoteric knowledge, because we was not taught our ABCs, because the ABCs ain't the 22 signs and symbols. You've been taught your alphabets, which carries with it a little A and a big A. Your ABCs do not carry that with you. You always say reading and writing. They said the 3 R's. Writing, R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, and R-I-T-E, matic, is 2 different things from W. This language that we speak is the only language read from left to right. The signs and symbols came out of the ancient serpent lodge. It was 1523, before anybody knowed about this language. In 1523, this was language that we speak in right now was put in a Bible called the William Shakespeare Tyndale Bible, who wrote in the ancient Opadite serpent language for the aristocrats of England, which the Pope forbid that language to be used because it was the language of the ancient serpent people and their belief. It was the only language how you could to find out about it. It was different from all languages because it was read from left to right. That's how you tell the difference of the nation of people who speak this language. All the nation of people that read from left to right. This is these signs and symbols, these are the people of the ancient serpent lords, the reptilians. The Nephilims is what the Bible calls them, and the Torah is what they call them. That's ancient name when you study ancient history. In all of those books, they tell you that the ancient of days and go back in the ways of the ancients. So this is what we're doing with esoteric knowledge. We're going back in that knowledge of that. The enemy, when you're tracing the history of the enemy, you have to understand what the enemy is. And when you get comfortable with your enemy, then you become completely genocized. And that's what has happened to us. after 1970. You see this compromising coming into our history with people born after 1960, which would be the X, the Y, the millennium, and Z generation of people, or the people that's born in America that look like me. Now, we got the same color skin, but we ain't kin. But they treat us all the same if you're born here. Now, if you've got the same color of skin and you born across the water, you get treated a little different. But if you born over here and your skin looks like this color, if you're classified what they classify you as a African American colored person, that they carry you on their census, what their definition of you are is this is what you, how you are treated over here. And we all been treated that way. I don't give a damn what nation of people we come from or whatever you claim to be. And most people, they claim. See, we asked ourselves a question. How is a nation of people formed? Saying a nation of people has to do is has to agree about the signs, symbols, and numbers that they're going to use to create the language that they speak. When they agree upon this, all of them agree. This is something that people look like me and you that's born over in America after 1870 and through the generations we came into where we are right now. We evolved up into what we are now. You can't agree upon anything, meaning that you have been genocized of how to unite. The compass, if you know what a compass is, you should have had one if you're in the school, you should know what a compass is. At the end of the compass, you see, is a very dangerous instrument if you know how to use it and know certain pressure points of the body. This is the way I was taught, that when you got a compass in your hand, it is a deadly instrument because the point on the compass, which is the 13th, which is the center of a cipher, not a circle, not an O, not an O, but a cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R. This is the center, the beginning of knowledge of the cipher. And you see how keen it is. The keen of the point, the more powerful the knowledge is, meaning that all mistakes in the knowledge is being left out. It is a fact. It is what it is. When you can agree upon that, but this is what makes a nation of people. When they agree upon the signs, symbols, and numbers that they're going to use to create the language that we going to speak, the next thing that we get is a God. We all agree that this is our God, and we are the chosen nation of people that speak this language. We the chosen nation of people of that God. This is our God, and we will kill you if you tell us something different. We will go to war with you to prove to you that our God is better than your God, and will conquer your God and put your butt in slavery. That's what we would do as a nation of people. That's what we agree on. The next thing we agree upon, a council held by who we call the elders of the tribe, a government. The government that will govern the people, and a government that will govern the way the God say that your ass is supposed to act. This is what makes a nation of people. Every nation of people has their own people that speak their own language, all but one group of people that live over here is the ones that's born in America, a place that got its name May 1st, 1776, when Magog and Gog changed their name from Anglo-Saxon to America. And in 1863, the Duncan Masons had a fight with the Scottish Rite Masons. And in 2017, we know who won the war. It wasn't the York Rite Mason, the Duncan Mason, the Southern Mason. It was the Northern Mason, the Scottish Rite Mason, the Templars, who give you your government and call themselves the Federal. And then some people broke away from the Federal, call themselves Democrat Republican. And some people broke away from the Democratic Republican and call themselves Democrat Party by themselves, Republican Party by themselves. Then some people broke away, everything in a chronological order. That's where we don't make no mistake. Call themselves anti-Masons. It was against the Masons. Then some people broke away and they called themselves the Whig Party. Straight down the row. And when we go straight down the row, we get a revelation of a secret that would surprise your ass, because it's unknown facts about a dramatic way that we've been placed upon for the last 460 years. First, not African, children of Keturah and Abraham, who came out of the Congo on a ship named Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist. John Hopkins was the captain of that ship. And when he was a Presbyterian minister, he went up under the name of John Hawkins. And ever since you got out of that ship and they put you on a cross and brought you off of that ship, because great-great-grandpa was looking at you, and I got his eyes, and he told me the story that when you got off that ship, you got off that ship shackled to a cross, which is a horizontal and a vertical line. And you were singing a song called "On a Hill Far Away Stood an Old Rugged Cross, the Emblem of Suffering and Pain." Oh, I love that old cross. Oh, I love that old cross. We shall overcome by lifting every voice and singing. And yeah, it's been singing that for the last 140 years to your enemy. And you've been on that cross with the blood of old red, white, and blue. The blood of old red, white, and blue. Ask yourself why their colors is red, white, and blue. Who these people are? Well, in the book that you say you believe in, found in the book of Revelation. But you can't read the secret of the book, because you've been taught esoteric knowledge and you ain't had sense enough to know of what you say that you believe in. You ask yourself where it come from. Because a person with esoteric knowledge, I'm going to show you what he do. He asked himself a question. hoodoo. See, when you're practicing hoodoo, you know what voodoo done been put on your ass. Meaning you know how old black magic done been put into a spell by old white magic, knowledge-wise. Got you in a spell. You had to go back and find out who you are so you can tell him who he is, and he ain't got no problem with you telling him who he is, because I tell him who he is all the time. He's very interested in finding out who he is. And guess what? His Bible, his Torah, his Torah, his Quran said that you were the people that was to tell him who he was. He had no problem. It's just like the only problem that you were going to have is with the ex-slave. When you tell him who he really is, he ain't going to believe it. That's what the book say about it. Especially the Bible. The Bible is one of the greatest books in the world to tell you about the nation of people that call themselves American, who are black Democrats, black Republicans, Christian, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, people, you in the Bible. Your history is in the Bible of a nation of people that you will see in a latter day time. And this latter day time is 2017. And everything that book said is about you, you it. Because it said, look for a nation of people that would be a peculiar nation of people that had been taken into slavery by Magog and Gog. See, some folks change their name to protect the guilty. And when they change their name, and after 50 years, third generation, you have forgot everything about what the first Kunta Kinte came over here. You had become Toby, that was a Chicken George and a fiddler. And then when they freed you and you become an emancipated slave, you became Toby with a last name, and your middle name was Fiddler or Chicken George. And you've been fiddling and Chicken George since you came off the plantation. Your history proves this. And when your history proves this, then, Brother Drew, Brother Drew just walked in, then you know that you're looking at the nation of people. You cannot deny who the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, and the Tanakh is not talking about in 2017. They talking about this person that called himself an African American that's a Christian. Because it tells you in that book that some of these people would come out of her and some would stay in. Well, you had your chance to come out of her from 1932 to 1974. You came out of her, but then you stayed. Those of you that stayed, that's still in it right now, you and that generation of people, what the Bible say to look for. It said that you will be the most peculiar people on the earth. There is no country or nation of people in the civilized world that has a emancipated slave on a government constitution record. Only one, America. In 1860, there were some emancipated slaves in Russia who rose up and whooped the Tsar's ass and got their independence. And in 1863, I find it very interesting, that's when the ex-slave become an emancipated slave. And that's why it's so very important that you understand Reconstruction when you're studying esoteric knowledge. Because you got to understand that you've been reconstructed. Re means redid. Constructed. What the definition of reconstructed? Why was they reconstructing you? And then when they reconstruct you, what did they reconstruct you with? What was the first thing that they said that we were agreed upon with the 13th and 14th men in 1870? We agreed upon that we were going to teach the ex-slave culture home economic. So you became NFA and NHA. That's New Farmers of America. Your color was black and gold. New Homemakers of America, your colors was black and gold. And when you got into the study for 4 years. If you did not pass these subjects, you would flunk. I know I came up under the school system talking about. This ain't nothing nobody told me about. This is what the school system at Ralph Bunch Negro Colored High School in Crockett, Texas was. They said they would teach you prose and poetry, which you don't know anything about prose and poetry as we speak. You know, not you born out the 1960s. That's Greek words to you. You don't know even what the hell. I asked your 5-year-old child that. He don't know nothing about it, but when I was 5 years old, I could recite prose and poetry. Black is the pit that pole for pole. I could recite all of that to my mama, because it was my instructors, not my teachers, but giving me instruction on what a little nigger boy supposed to be raised, and little nigger boys and girls were supposed to be raised. That's what the white folks had named us. And when we were little nigger boys and nigger girls, we can see that we damn sure have a lot more when we were nigger boys and girls, and we called ourselves soul brothers and soul sisters, that when we became African Americans that was black and proud, that called themselves nigger hoes, bitches, and dogs and fools. So your baby told you what the hell you are in your name. Your Bible tell you that they're going to tell you this. So you in the Bible. You in the Bible, we got you prayed. Because that these African Americans choose, that's the God that they choose, was the chosen people of Allah, is the Arab. You ain't an Arab. The next God they chose was Hashem. You ain't a Jew. The chosen people of Hashem is the Jews. The worst God that they ever chose was Jesus Christ. That's the God of the Anglo-Saxon. He the chosen people, not you. He the one that brought you into slavery. Over here, the Arabs took your people into slave. The Jews took your people into slave. Everybody enslaved every nation of people, but they didn't break up the families. The Jews didn't break up the slave. Nobody broke up the families but the Anglo-Saxon. Go back into the history. The worst slave trade there was that of the Anglo-Saxon, who you carry his name. The Bible say that you would have the curse of Ham. Well, let's look at the curse of Ham. the curse of Ham came through the seed of Cana. So you never understood that. Meaning that it would come a period of time where a Hamitic race of people that came from the southern hemisphere would come over here to the western here, brought over here by some people from the northern hemisphere. And they would be stone, mad dog, crazy by the year of 1840 because they were made to take on a Christian name. And name came out of that name. Them that ain't came out of that name in 2017 is zip goddamn fools. All you have to do is talk to them as we speak. The book said, for this nation of people, he said that he would be calling himself a black Gentile. Asked him what his name was, he tell you. He give you a Gentile name. He would say, Yasabal, I am Toby, with the last name. He be done forgot about old Kuta and the gods of Kuta and what Kuta believed in. He forgot about that. He's stone white boy. In other words, he's got a black face, but his mind is white, point that he will argue you down and want to kill you that he ain't a black Gentile and that Jesus ain't his Lord and Savior and he's looking for him to come back. Now, let's look at these three religions and see what they say 2017 years ago, all three of these religions, starting with Yehudaism, out of Yehudaism came Islam, and out of Islam came Christianity. But the root was Yehudaism, which in this language it would be Judaism. Now, 2017 years ago, he wrote in all three of their books, all religions told a lie that the year 2000, which is 16 years old now, all of these religions expected a dead man that lived in the East. They say he was coming back. Now, this is the goddamn lie that they put in their books, which is 17 years old now. And 1 and 7 is 8. And that's stacked on the number 8 is 2 cycles. That's 720 degree question that I'm asking your ass. And the 8 is 1 degree above perfect to ask this question. Now, that's a strange thing, Brother Drew. All of these religions is looking for a man, not a goddamn Holy Ghost, not a spirit, but a man. The Christians said Jesus was coming back.
Right.
The Muslims say the last man be was coming. The Jews say Elijah was coming, and they had set a plate for 2,000 years. Every Jewish home that practiced Judaism sets a plate for Elijah for the year 2000.
That's a clean plate.
And he ain't got here. But the key, it's these three religions is expecting a man. A man. That was going to return from the dead. and his ass ain't got here. Common sense to tell us when we're dealing with esoteric knowledge, we ask ourselves these questions. So we can see that, who is your enemy? Who your enemy? Well, let's look and see who the enemy is. Because, see, when you find out, Brother Drew, who the enemy is, we're dealing with the second law of nature, the law of opposites. Well, human, subhuman. We don't use the white and black. We don't use it just like it is. Just like it is. Human, subhuman. We know who the subhuman is. We know who the human is. Now, everything in creation has a natural enemy. I don't care what it is. Once it becomes a being, it has a natural enemy. We deal with school of thoughts. The school of thoughts of the subhuman is a natural enemy to the school of thoughts of the human being. What makes this school of thoughts indigenous to us is the dietary laws that they practice. That's the only thing that makes them indigenous to us. This is what has kept their spirit like it is all these years, and what keeps the human being through, because everybody's mixed with this seed as we speak right now. So we're using counterintelligence by using the science of eugenics. We're going to be using every science it is when we study this. I'm breaking it down through, I tell you, so that we can get it, you can go get the information out of it. I got my information out of it. You'll see it. Let's see who our enemy is. In other words, we're going to be prosecutors. Judge, jury, and all, but right now we're prosecuting some ass.
Right.
We prosecute. Let's go to 1960. In the history of colored people, when no African American in 1960, only colored people. Colored people that was thriving. Colored people that had $1 million businesses. $1 million businesses, Brother Drew, for any white boy, got the business. 2017, the black people's families don't own the business no more, because somebody came in with a partnership.
Right.
And then when they became a partnership with your first million dollar business, $1 million, because the history we got behind, so we're going to talk about all of these companies was $1 million companies for any white company was, but somebody came in with a partnership, and then you ain't got no army, and they say you that you take this amount of money, or else we put the Gestapo's on your head. So let's look at something, Brother Drew. Johnson & Johnson. This is in our day and time. $1 million company, hiring black folks. When it became $1 million company, is Johnson & Johnson owned by Johnson & Johnson now? Okay. RCA, biggest white record company in the United States. But they didn't make the first million, Motown did. Who on Motown now? RCA. Partnership. Let's look at another one. Let's look at two of them. Swan Grocery and Beatrix Groceries. First black grocery company that supplied all of Michigan, and they hired nothing but niggas. What do they call now? Grocery supply. BET. Death Comedy Down. Proline. The enemy took all your million-dollar businesses, and you ain't got no more in 2017.
I got a good one for you, brother. The one, FUBU, For Us, By Us, now they own it.
You say what, brother Drew?
FUBU. It was called For Us, By Us. It was a clothes maker. Now they own that, too. So it ain't For Us, By Us anymore.
Right. You have to see. That's amazing that when we go back, see, we just going back checking history out. See, this is what we do. We go back and see, we ain't mad at nobody, but we going back and check out the problem. White folks ain't got no problem with you separating from them. You want to be integrated into them. They kept you segregated. When they kept you segregated, you had Black Wall Street. You had homes. Then in 1950, somebody made a project out of you. And then when they made a project out of you, what does the word project mean? They took you to Chicago, Chi-Town, and put you in the four buildings where 12 and 13 and 1,400 people live, and the playground was a lot, and you coming off of the farms in Georgia where you got a field that you can run out in the pasture for miles and miles and keep on running. That's when you niggas ran so fast. You could run with the jackrabbits. Then it took you to the city and coke you up, and then here you go talking about you own the land. This is my side. This is my turf. And you start killing each other for it. So the project, after 10 years, Brother Drew, became the Jets. And see, when the Jets got there, then when the Jets got in there, then one thing about the Jets, then here come the hustler and the pimp. And then when the hustlers and the pimps came in these living spaces, and the governor decided to put you on Section 8, that's 1 degree above perfect. He knew this when he put you on Section 8, that you were going to be 1 degree above perfect when he gets through genocizing you. And he gave it to the black female, the one that teach you. The one that you come through. So he knowed he had to genocide right there when we came through this. Now let's look at something else. And when it became the hood, you had tore up your apartments, white folks had rebuilt them, and you tore them back up again. Because you lived in the hood, and you said, hey, I'm fly. I'm real fly. Go out. Don't tell me you didn't do it, because, hell, I was one of them fly niggas. So I'm telling you what the life that I done lived. So don't tell me that it's a lie and I don't know what I'm talking about. Because, see, that's when we were smoking Panama Red and we was in Vietnam. That's some good weed. Take two hits off of it, and you walk on your eyelashes. Then they took it off the market and put sesame out. It was weed that was seasonal, but it wasn't like Panama Red. So they seen that the veterans were getting shaky on the Panama Red. They went and got some Colombian, which we call boat. Then they got the dirt boat. You ain't telling me nothing, brother. Then we call ourselves Super Fry. And our woman was a hoochie mama. They could pop her coochie. That's why I couldn't understand when your grandbaby come up and say, I'm popping that coochie, that you couldn't understand what the hell was going on. Your grandbaby telling you she can pop that coochie? Hell, she telling you to the face that hell was. She was a child of a hoochie mama, that her daddy was a super fly. I know it's hard words, but it ain't nothing but the truth. Because, see, after you became superflies, the children, other superflies, became little bunny rabbits. They started multiplying under Section 8. Because the more babies that the female had, the more baby she could produce. So under Section 8, you 1 degree above perfect. Then baby's children became little bunny rabbits that became hippity-hoppity. So they became what they call hip-hop. So the old pimp that was Superfly, they called themselves Soul Brother and Soul Sister. He became bitches and hoes and dogs and food. That's your grandchildren of you old niggas like me. I'm telling you just how it is. And you niggas that's in your 6th day and 7th day on earth seem like y'all suffering from amnesia. I ain't. And you say, what's wrong with the children? Ask yourself, what was wrong with you? You turn your back and then notice and quit disciplining your child. See, this all came from discipline, because if you my age, 99.99% people that's 60 years old and 70 and 80 years old, your parents sent a message from your ass to your brain. But you still living, and your grandchildren will go in and out of your eyes box, and you tell them 100 times, ain't now one of them got a ear plug in their ear, hearing aid in their ear. You'll tell him 100 times, don't do that. Don't do that. Stop that. And you know that your mama and daddy told you 1 time to do, not do something. If you did it, a message from your ass, your brain. You don't raise them like that no more. I can go up and ask you Christians, children, I can ask your 7 years old the same, what a friend we have in Jesus, and can't name one of your child singing, and don't call me a liar because I done already did it at Mount Tabor's church. I found a 20-year-old that didn't know the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, but every nigga that's 60 and 70 and 80 years old, your ass knew that song by 5 years old. And you ask what's wrong with your children. You ask why your children is switching at the age of 5, 6, 7, and 8 years old. They're homosexuals because you let them in your church. Because I remember the first one that came in your church in 1960, James Cleveland, and you gave him the Academy Award. And from 1960, I can name every sister that came through the church that wanted to be a minister. And you say, well, he had to be a minister of music, but then he broke away from the minister of music and started his own church. And I name them off right now. I ain't scared to name them because you got some that live in this area. So, and you ask, what's wrong with your children? And you tell me that you understand your Bible and you believe in the Bible and you one of these Christians. Well, your Bible is very clear in the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you man lay with man and women lay with women, to kill your monkey-looking ass, the sentence is death. That's in every religious book. I don't come telling me, oh, that's the Old Testament. No, goddammit, it's in the New Testament too. Don't come telling me about what you're supposed to do to a homosexual. It's there for you to kill him. You used to would put him in jail in 1950. How I know my uncle got put in prison for 1 year for getting caught in Brackenridge Park in Austin, Texas, and another man. See, they used to have a law called the Sodomite Law. It's still on the book. It's just that the states ignore what's on the constitutional law. That's why they're going to go back to federal constitution and do away with the state constitution. And then when Donald Trump do it, your mother-looking butt going to be looking, because there ain't no more Democratic and Republican Party. Because the only way you can have a Democratic Republican Party, you got your own constitution of each state. So when they take away your constitution, and they don't do that because they got the power to do that and put your butt up on a new constitution of federal rule, then you understand who Trump is, and he wasn't elected by the people. He was appointed by who? Well, if you know esoteric knowledge, then you know who he was appointed by, because all you got to do is look and read for the last 30 years, like we've been doing, the Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, because you can't stop this book. The book is 527 years old, and it's too far gone. Well, because the Grand Sanhedrin met in 1989. That's when the Grand Sanhedrin met. And when they met in 1989, the year 2017, on the number 45, Donald Trump, the 45th president, was it? 4 and 5 is what? It ain't going to change. So at 1 o'clock in the morning on November the 9th, the number 9 don't change, at 1 o'clock in the 13th hour, if you got 1 o'clock in the 13th hour in esoteric knowledge, and the 13 either immediate death or a new beginning. And on the 13th hour, Donald Trump, the president of America, and he pointed to blank, told him back to the Republic of the Constitution. But when he was appointed, we're going to ask him who he was appointed by. He was appointed by the Grand Sanhedrin, which when he was appointed, November the 9th, it was on the 6 week before the last great grand jubilee year, the last one, meaning that all the countries and all the countries owe Rothschild a debt. Jubilee means he forgive your debt. When he forgive your debt, he took over the running because he owned all of your hands upon the a new world order of a one centralized government. That's what you come into. Your Bible tell you that. Your Quran tell you that. Your book tell you that. Your dollar bill tell you that. All of these places of information that you can get where it comes from. And as I see that psychological warfare is being played to the max, because that voted Democrat, Donald Trump, is in your mind. You can't sleep. I see you all on Facebook. Whew. Trump did this. Trump did that. Boop, boop. And what you don't know, if you keep acting the fool, Trump going to call martial law on your butt. Why you think that they reinforcing every city, not just Dallas? You see nothing but construction on the road. That's to bring them tanks now on your ass. They can shut every city in America, can be shut down in 10 minutes by the National Guard. The police, the SWAT team, the deputies, and the sheriffs. They can shut this freeway down. You can't nobody get in and nobody get out in 10 minutes. That's in every city. Every city is so designed, and they reinforcing the bridges to put them tanks on you. Keep on marching and acting the fool. That's protocol number 12. Go read it. Tell you. It says, when the democratic form of government, that means the liberals, becomes a mob form of government through social media, they tell you how they done con you, what you would be doing. That they would create this through social media, through the newspaper, is that the liberals will become a mob form of government. And I find it very interesting reading, Brother Drew, when it says, after the presidential of an ex-slave. Now, so they become a mob form of government to the ex-slave, so-called ex-slave, got out the White House, yes, did he? That he just got out, yes, did he? He ain't been 100 days before he's been out. And it was a funny thing that 1960, see, I was around in 1960, to 2017, every president, the sissies, we call them, my uncle now, was begging every president for them to have rights. When the White House became the Black House, it became the Rainbow House. Now you got the rights of a sissy in every state, all up in there. And how can you make a transgender out of an 8-year-old? You taught that. They had an 8-year-old on TV arguing why he shouldn't go in a girl's bathroom. Call number 12 said they would create this. Well, hell, the book ain't lying. I know for years they said it was lying, but Henry Ford, the car man, wrote a book called The International Jew. You need to go peep into that because he like to lost every damn thing behind writing that book, but what Henry Ford said about that 527-year-old book, it ain't nothing but the truth. And that book in it got funeral rights, Brother Drew, in the bag of funeral rights. Read them funeral rights and see ain't that's done. In the book, it got the city orders that got in 1960, and they killed him for it because he wasn't ready for it. If we go back into them 12 executive orders, them executive orders fulfilled as we speak, all but one. Executive Order 11001. It states like this. Go read it. Pull it up. You can pull up these executive orders. It says that take over the work the grave of the state. Well, that's the only one that ain't been done. But trickeration is my daily occupation.
Well, you know what, Brother Walter? I just seen a special on the cable channel over there in Columbia. They have declared a purge, a real purge, where it's illegal to kill anybody on drugs or selling drugs, and if you want to surrender, they put them all in work camps. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's coming here.
Yeah, and see, the trickery they use. How many jobs did Obama say that he created? And this boy Trump is a job, federal job. So by the time that Trump got in office, the workforce, over the percentage that they need to take over, you got government jobs. You got government jobs already. Your money going direct deposit if you're working for the government. You got the direct. So taking the dollar bill away, and you go to credits and debit, meaning that you got to work for your credit to get it off of a debit card. Well, when the government take over, you with your britches hanging down, the X, Y, and you headed in that direction, and you finger popping and don't even see it. The people saved by the government like me and the people that's working for the government and finna get back, you ain't got no worries. You in the system. But the people that ain't in the system, you ain't, you got some problems. And I got a lot of grandbabies and that ain't in the system. And I keep telling them, it ain't my fault. I can just tell you. You got to have you a government paying job if you intending to survive and you look like us. Because by the time Trump get out of office, you'll know. Because protocol number 12 tell you that they would take away Congress, the duties first. They do it inch by inch. They'll take away the duties of Congress because they were getting paid to work a year and they only worked 2 or 3 months. We're getting paid grand theft money. They're going to do away with that cause. Well, ain't Trump doing that? Ain't Trump been telling you about it? Well, that's in the protocol. And maybe if you read that book, you understand how what Trump be talking about. But Drew, I see this that time, so I would say, Shema Yahweh, Yah, Aben Yah, Ika, Kamadi Yah.